Several agriculture-related industries, including bison producers, asked and did not receive aid from the most recent U.S. economic relief bill. Over the past 6 weeks, carcass prices for bison have declined rapidly since the coronavirus pandemic hit. National Bison Association Executive Director Dave Carter says there are a lot of ripple effects going through the business right now.
More than 85% of the high-value cuts, the tenderloins, the ribeyes, and the strips, those are sold in restaurants, whereas the retail channel has primarily been our market for ground bison. And it's a really hard impact on our marketers when all of a sudden you're taking a tenderloin that you would wholesale for $20 a pound and having the choice of either putting it in the freezer or turning it into ground bison at a much cheaper price. And so that's been significant. Our folks that are finishing bison are also facing impacts because of what's going on with the ethanol marketplace and the loss of distillers' grains.
USDA encourages ineligible producers who've suffered a 5% or greater price decline from January to April to submit comments. 8 senators, including those from North Dakota, South Dakota, and Minnesota, have also urged USDA for assistance for bison producers.
Senator Hovind has been a champion for bison for years, but having Senator Cramer and Commissioner Gehring sign on to help us out is really helpful to make sure that we're at the table on these kind of decisions, because our folks, we're facing some significant impact, and particularly as our business has grown through the years, we have developed strong markets in both the retail and the restaurant channel.
Reporting Agriculture's Business, I'm Megan Turnquist for the Red River Farm Network.